Moving now into triangle poses. Widen your legs at least hips width apart, maybe a bit further. Remembering that as you advance in any of these standing poses, widening the legs will be one of the ways that you can move forward. Turn your right toes out at 90 degrees and your left toes in slightly just to protect your back knee. Extend your arms out over your legs, palms facing down, and gaze at your arms to make sure that they're evenly lifted. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, extend your left hip out slightly, extending forward through your right fingers toward the wall alongside, and then bring hand down along right leg. As the right arm goes down, the left arm will move up since the arms remain in that letter T formation. The left palm, actually, becomes your brain in this pose. Bring the hand down toward your right leg, or you could use a block or a chair seat for a little added height. Imagine the crown of your head reaching forward toward the right, with the back of your head, shoulder blades, and sacrum pressed up along an imaginary wall that you're standing against. If it's comfortable, turn your head and gaze up at your left palm, looking at your thumbnail. Breathe as you hold, and when it's time, inhale up with a bit of speed. You can relax your arms down, bringing your feet back into neutral, bringing your feet entirely together. Or you can maintain that wide stance. Draw your right toes in slightly, turn the left toes out at 90 degrees, extend your arms once again, palms facing down, checking their alignment. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, tilt the right hip out slightly to the right, extend the left arm to the left, and then downward towards your left leg, a block, a chair seat. As the left arm goes down, the right arm goes up, turning your palm forward so that your right palm, again, is your brain, gazing up at your right thumb, if comfortable in your neck. Continue to breathe, and perhaps on your exhalations, your left hand, in this case, will move just a bit further down the left leg. Keep both knees straight. If the knees buckle, that means your left hand is too low. Come up a little bit higher. The focus here is to keep the back body nicely aligned with that imaginary wall behind you. Particularly, pay attention to the back of your head. As your head begins to pull away from that imaginary wall, you begin to lose your alignment. Better to bring the hand along the leg a little bit higher to keep that nice extension. When you're ready, inhale up on a breath, relax your arms alongside your body, and return your feet into neutral. To bring them together, heel and toe until you can step them comfortably together. Some people like to hop the legs together, but be sure you are kind to your knees and your hips in doing so. Let's try revolving triangle. Once again, extend your legs comfortably, a bit wider than hips width apart. Turn your right toes out, turn your left toes in. Turn your body this time so that you're looking out over your right toes. Your arms now are extended like airplane wings. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, bring your left hand down to your right leg, keeping the right arm extending skyward. You could have a chair handy, close into that inner right foot so that you could bring your left hand to the seat of the chair. That will give you three balance points rather than simply two. Once again, gaze up at the right arm and the right hand as long as your neck is comfortable. When it's time, inhale back up into neutral. Tilt your right toes in, bring your left toes out to 90 degrees. Turn your body so that you're gazing out over your left leg, arms extended like airplane wings. Breathe in, And as you exhale, bring your right hand to the left leg, twisting to look up at the left arm. Once again, you could bring your right palm to the seat of a nearby chair, to a block, or potentially, when very limber, that right hand might reach all the way down to the floor. Know your own capacity, working always at your own pace. When it's time, inhale up with a bit of alacrity. Relax your arms alongside your body. Return your feet into neutral and again heel and toe them or hop them together. Take a moment now after these two triangles to feel the energy flow within your body. The triangles develop stability, strength, and balance. And breathe.